Pipe Network presents.
One day, while in class, Veda, an ordinary teenage girl, receives a 911 text from her younger sister Amelia asking her to call. Veda excuses herself and calls Amelia in their school hallway and gets pulled into an embarrassing and awkward conversation with her younger sister as Amelia answers her phone crying and confesses that she just got her first period while in school. Big sister Veda assures her that everything's gonna be okay and that they'll talk about it at dinner. Amelia tells her big sis that she's got it covered as she stole some tampons from Veda's room and has it with her all the time in anticipation for what happened. After the call, instead of going back to class, Veda goes to the comfort room and sees Mia Reed, a young dancer and social media celebrity she looks up to. As Mia sees Veda, she starts a conversation, telling her that she was doing her makeup for the school's photo day. Veda then tells her that she didn't even need to put makeup on, as she was already so beautiful. But in the middle of their comfort room conversation, a gruesome event starts to take place as the two girls hear gunshots from outside and a lot of shouting voices coming from students in the hallway. The two starts to panic and rushes to the nearest cubicle, standing together in a toilet to avoid being seen if somebody goes in. As the two try to convince each other to calm down, they hear the comfort room's door being opened, and in this moment, Veda and Mia concludes that this day might be their last. After a few moments, the shrieking cries of the two girls were answered by another crying voice, a boy who locks himself in another cubicle. The boy says he's not the shooter and that another student is. As the boy continues to cry, Veda tells him to crawl under. When the boy reaches the girl's cubicle beside, they realize he's covered in blood. The boy continues to cry and tells the two his brother has been shot. The three continues to panic. Mia even vomits, and the three hold each other in pain until the gunshots start to stop. The fallout tells the story of Veda as she tried to make sense and move on from the horrifying experience she had at school after a fellow student decides to shoot a number of kids for unknown reasons. A friendship forged in fear, Veda finds comfort in getting to know her fellow survivors, specifically the one she was forced to be with at the time of the shooting. Social media star Mia Reed, a daughter of two artists who are seldom at home, and Quentin Haslan, another student who lost his brother to the horrific incident. These two people become key factors in Veda's journey to processing the event, getting to know herself, and finding meaning in surviving the shootout. A painful and heavy reminder that in tragedy, there can still be hope. The fallout takes its lead from being a curious and quiet teenager to a damaged survivor trying new things to feel every emotion as she tries and get to know herself and how she truly feels about the world, the incident, other people, and herself. And with the help of her loving family, newfound friends, and a therapist, Veda learns to cope with what happened, all the while getting to know herself better, hurting, and at the same time feeling alive, and although mostly feeling empty and purposeless, she realizes that the fearful event has brought her new friends in Mia and Quentin, and that her younger sister Amelia, with her awkward call that day, might just be the reason why she's alive today. The Fallout is a tragic story of self-discovery and a hard, realistic look at America's educational and security system. Jenna Ortega is phenomenal as Veda. Maddie Ziegler gives mystery and independence to her role as Mia. And other cast members shine as well, with Julie Bowen as Veda's mom, Shailene Woodley as her therapist, Nick Rupp as Veda's best friend who is another survivor turned activist, with Lumi Polak as the adorable woke younger sister Amelia. Although a heavy and sometimes borderline disturbing watch, The Fallout teaches some important things in love and also in life in general, from forming important friendships that shape your teenage years, to experimenting in life to figure out who you are and how you feel and what you are in your core. The film does well in making the audience sympathize with its lead, making us all root for Veda. Because in reality, sometimes we feel like we've been there, or that we've always known that one day we'll be in a similar situation. And most importantly, the movie tackles important themes and stories that remain relevant and will continue to be in the years to come. The Fallout was first released on March 2021 at South by Southwest and was made available for streaming on HBO Max and HBO Go worldwide in January 27, 2022. The movie is the directorial debut of Megan Park, and musical score was done by Finneas O'Connell. The film received the Grand Jury Prize in the Narrative Feature Film Competition at South by Southwest, as well as the Audience Choice Award. That's my review for The Fallout, tragic and traumatic teenage story of self-discovery and self-love. The Fallout is available for stream on HBO Go here in the Philippines. Check out this movie and tell me what you think, review buddies. You can leave your comments on our social media posts or message us with your reactions and suggestions. Review is on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Review Podcast. In the next episode, a love story which only blossomed after it's translated to another language. It's Prime Video, XYZ, and BuzzFeed Studios' new romance movie starring Sam Claflin and Victoria Ichegi, Book of Love. That's in the next episode. I'm your host, YB Westy. Don't forget to smile today. This is Review. If you like Review and would like to support the show, consider buying us coffee. Link in the description of this episode. For more local podcasts, check out more shows from Pipe Network.
What's the scariest story you know?
Is it a book, a movie, a TV show?
Or is it something that happened in real life? My name is Andrew.
And I'm Ninya. Join us as we talk all things horror.
The frightening, alarming, real-life tales show.
Whatever you're listening to right now.
Mula sa Pilipinas Indie Podcast and Entertainment Network, isang palabas na maglalahad ng buhay ng mga natatanging bayaning Pilipino. Taas Noo, kwento ng mga bayaning Pilipino. Balikan ng kasaysayan. Kilalanin ang mga nagtanggol sa bayan. Taas Noo, kwento ng mga bayaning Pilipino. Mapapakinggan sa inyong paboritong podcast streaming apps, hatid ng Pipe Network.